Hello. I want to start. Hi, everybody. So my name is Volker Simones. Hi, guys and girls. So my talk, my slides, and my examples are on GitHub. I will show this link one more time at the end of the talk, so you can take a picture if you want. I'm currently having some fun at the Amazon Coreta team, working on OpenJDK, and I did the same along for quite some time in the past at the SubJVM and SubMachine team. Today I want to tell you some details about running Java in containers and in different containers. One is Crew and the other is Firecracker. So what is Crew? Crew is checkpoint entry store in user space. That's a functionality in Linux which allows you to serialize a process or a whole process tree to the file system, basically into an image or a set of images, and then it can be later restored from this image and run at the same state where it was checkpointed. It only saves anonymous pages of the process, so it's quite efficient. It doesn't save the shared pages. We will see what impact that has. And CREC, that's a coordinated restore and checkpoint. It was mentioned before in several talks. That's a project in the OpenJDK, which has basically two goals. One is to create a userland checkpoint and restore notification API, which allows its applications to react and take actions based on a snapshot or restore event. So before the snapshot, they can do certain things like zero out secret memory or stuff like that. And then to restore, for example, they can restore network connections, which they tear down at snapshot, things like that. And it's gaining quite some traction in the community. The new versions of the popular frameworks like Spring, Micronaut, Quarkus, or even AWS Lambda, they support this API. So if you write applications or code for these frameworks, you can already use this API. The second part of the goal of the CREC project is to make the JDK itself snap safe. So the JVM as well as the JDK. This means that it uses this notification API, for example, in the JDK classes to take the actions I just talked about. And this is sometimes useful or even required to make react appropriately not only on checkpoint on restore but also on clone, because once you've checkpointed an application, you cannot only restore it, you can basically restore it many times, which I call cloning. And then it's important, for example, if you have UUIDs or secrets, to, as I say, to even either wipe them out or reset them or recreate them. And CREC is using Crew as a tool to do the actual checkpoint and restore process. But as I said, the API can be used without Crew itself, and we will see how that can be used with Firecracker, for example. So let's dive into a quick demo. So I will use Pet Clinic as an example here. Oh, this is the wrong window. So this is for Crew. So I just start Java with some default settings, which I pick up from Java options. It's basically Java 20 or 22, I think, running with 512 megs of memory, running a REST version of Spring Pet Clinic. And it takes about 10 seconds to initialize, and then I use URL to access it just to make sure that it works. And yes, you see it works, it really works. Now we use PMAP to look at the RSS of the Java process. It's about almost 450 megabytes, as you can see. And we can now use Crew to dump this process. Oh, I think it's hard to see.
That's very easy.
Yeah, I will scroll it up. I just start to dump. So this was just the command line here to dump the Java process into a directory. And once we've done that, we can take a look to see how much memory that used, and you see that the image itself is smaller than the footprint of the process itself. That's because what I said, the image only contains the private and the dirty pages of the process, not the shared pages from the mapped files, for example. We can now restore this process. So we use Creo restore from the same directory, and it works like in about 200 milliseconds. If we use PMAP again, you see that it uses, after restore, it uses less memory, about 20 megabytes less than before. So why is that the case? That's because of shared pages. This is the diff of the whole PMAP output for the initial process before it was snapshotted and after restore. And you see the basic difference here is that for a lot of libraries, like system libraries, libNSS, for example, it used 140 kilobytes for startup. But this memory, these pages are not required anymore after we restore the process. So Creo has still recorded that the process can access this memory, but until it doesn't touch these pages, they won't be paged in. So that's why after restore, the process uses less memory, which is a nice side effect. Okay, so what other possibilities do we have? We start the application once again, and it always takes about 10 seconds. And so it works again. And now there is a feature called Trim Native Heap, which was introduced by Thomas, my former colleague Thomas Stüfe, which basically frees the malloc, the glibc malloc buffers. And this can have quite a significant impact on the footprint of the process. So we see that the glibc malloc cache used about 60 megabytes. If we run now PMAP again, we see that the RSS is much slower now, much slower now, just about 450 megabytes. And we can now, I also experimented with the new option, which zeros part of the heap. So all it basically does a system GC, and all the unused parts of the heap will be zeroed. If we do that and look at the memory footprint of the process, we will see that the memory footprint got bigger because now parts of the heap which weren't mapped before get paged into the memory, but they contain only zeros. And I have a pull request for the Creo project, which such that Creo can recognize zero pages and ignore them while dumping. If we checkpoint now with this zero option, it's basically the same like before. We just use the skip zero flag, which is not standard until now, but I hope it will be integrated soon. If we look if we take a look at the image size, we see that the image size now gets considerably smaller. So it's just 200 megabytes, because all the pages which contain just 0 bytes were now replaced are replaced by a reference to the kernel zero page. So they are basically, it's a sparse file, the image file. And when we restart the process, the memory footprint will be smaller as well. So we restart now from the new directory. And when we take a look at the PMAP output, you see, again, it's just 270 megabytes. Now, this is a little cumbersome. So why not using the crack release itself? And the good thing is that crack basically does all what I've showed you, what you basically can manually do with a normal JDK and with a normal crew release. This is basically built in into a crack version of crack build of the OpenJDK. We use the option crack checkpoint 2 and give it a directory. So we run the application and then once it initializes, we see it works. And then instead of using the creo command directly, we can use a J command to checkpoint. So I scroll it up here. So we just call J command with the PID of the pet cleaning application, and we execute the JCMD JDK checkpoint, and that killed that checkpointed and also killed the process. And we can now restart that again with the help of Java by using the second crack option, which is crack restore from, and then give it the directory where the file was saved to. And this takes just a few milliseconds again, and we see it works. And again, the memory footprint is like before, it's like 280 after the first restore, so it's considerably smaller because the heap was shrinked. So what crack is actually doing, it's not zeroing the memory, but it's unmapping all the unused parts of the heap. And I also recently added the feature to call into Thomas trim native memory functionality to also free the glibc buffers. So to summarize, Spring Pet Clinic application, it has about a memory footprint of a good 500 megabytes. And after restore, it's a little smaller because it doesn't have to restore all the shared pages. The image size is about 500 megabytes. If we zero out all the heaped, unused heap and use the skip zero flag of creo, the RSS goes up just before we checkpoint, but instead we get a much smaller image size and also a smaller footprint when we restore. And that's the same with crack, because it doesn't zero, but it unmaps the memory, and it has the same effect. So you would wonder, why do we need the zeroing at all then and not just use crack? So I hope that will get clear in my next example. So for the next example, I will use Firecracker, which is a KVM-based virtualization. It's basically QEMU on steroids. It's a stripped-down version of a virtualizer. It has only a restricted set of network device. It's REST-based configuration. It's written in Rust, and it's open source under Apache 2 license. And if you ever used AWS Lambda or Fargate, for example, that's the technology which drives this offering. So every Lambda function is running in its own KVM-based Firecracker container. This is a diagram of how it works, but I think we don't have time to go into the details today. Instead, I want to show you how this works practically. So I have prepared another window here. So I use a script which basically starts Firecracker, and inside Firecracker it then starts again